Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that always gets an acceptance scan. Now here's your host, Scan Master, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. When it comes to legislative issues that impact your e-commerce business, eBay Main Street has your back. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Dot Customer Service, and he's here now to tell us why you should join this grassroots effort. Tim, how important is it for small sellers to join eBay Main Street, in your opinion?
Oh, Griff and Lee, first off, thanks for having me here. You know, is it important? Oh, my goodness. Right now, this is the most important time. We're at a critical crossroads here with what can happen with the Main Street. As you know, I was at the 2017 fly-in in Washington, D.C., and we can make a difference. The thing about eBay is that we have a community. There's no other marketplace like this in the world, not even close. We have, I don't know what the number is, you know the number, but it's a massive million number of sellers. And we must get together and sign this petition about the fair tax policy petition. They keep changing it. You know, they try to get it in other ways. Is it important? Oh, my gosh. It's so important. You have to join eBay Main Street. All these sellers out there, and see, the thing is, Griff, is that we're probably talking to the people that have already signed this. We need to get the people that haven't signed it.
You'd be surprised at who's listening that has not signed it.
Well,
I'm disappointed already.
And we need them. You know, didn't I remember, Tim, that last year you were actually one of the people who did the D.C. fly-in?
Yeah, I went there last year. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And,
unbelievable.
And so 1 year later, how has that changed your perspective? And did it?
You know, we can make a difference. It's the same. I mean, it was so surreal. We went to the White House. We had meetings in the White House with the top aide people. It was a new administration, of course. And, oh, my gosh, it was crazy. And we went to the Senate building, saw all the senators, and then the representative building. And it was so surreal. It was hard to believe that happened. But we can make a difference. These people listen to us.
And did you feel they really understood?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, beforehand, because each group had a lobbyist that's hired by eBay that went with us, and they already knew. They told us beforehand, okay, now these people, they're for us. This group, they're not with us really, so we have to do everything we can to try to convince them to see our side of this.
I'm surprised.
This is crazy.
I'm surprised that they would go after groups that are already for them.
Oh, yeah. We had so much time. We were there in the building, and, you know, we just kind of want to reinforce, because they had sellers, or the lobbyists are there all the time. And people don't know this. eBay, we might as well get to this now, that eBay, the eBay Main Street guy, the eBay government group, oh, my goodness. These guys are on this every single day.
Oh,
nobody
yeah,
knows. It's all behind the scenes. Last year at eBay Open, you know, since I was at the fly-in, I knew all these people because they were in D.C. You know, I talk with them and they're all there and they're talking about, but, you know, for most people, you know, they're concerned about sales.
Sure.
Well, in the long run, this is sales, because it's going to go crazy if this thing passes. We have to let them know that it's a massive burden on the seller if this thing passes. We're not afraid to pay taxes. It's the process of paying the taxes to every single state, every county, and every state. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So do we need to? So a few weeks ago, we all got a email from eBay that says, hey, this is happening. This is all set up. Please click on this link and sign this. It takes about 30 seconds. If you haven't done it, please do it. We need you. And then I need you to tell all your friends, when you're standing at the estate sale an hour early, tell all your friends and tell them to tell all their friends, because those are really the people that are not. Because they get this email, oh, what is this? This doesn't help my sales. I'm not doing it. They don't sign it.
No, dear.
They need to sign it.
And, you know, it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. If you're a small business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, you need to look at this thing. You need to sign it and be with us.
Yeah, exactly.
The other side is ridiculous.
Well, what happens, I'm not sure, that was a big thing. You know, it was my first time there and you're in front of the senators and the representatives, you're a little bit nervous and stuff. I like sales. I like negotiating. I like doing this type of thing. And you need to let them know our side. The burden it would cause would be massive. And how many people are you going to put out of business? It's just too much hassle. So they need to know that. And it's a difficult thing. Our people are working. eBay is working like crazy to try to get this to happen. So it's very, very important.
I love your passion. It's just infectious.
Well, thanks. You know, this is serious. This is what I am. This is you, too. This is who you are.
You know, it isn't just, he doesn't just get passionate about eBay Main Street. He gets passionate about selling and being an entrepreneur on eBay.
Isn't it great?
It's funny you say that because you had a caller last week. I listen while I list, of course. You know,
of course. Hey, of course.
Well, most of the guys do. So let's go ahead and talk about this caller. And no disrespect for this gentleman that called last week, but I know it's caused all kinds of talk and everything about blocking buyers. Has it not?
Oh, blocking buyers. Oh, God.
Blocking buyers.
The old BB.
Oh, wow. We have a few moments. If you'd let me, I'd like to talk about this. First off, does it seem a little counterintuitive to block a buyer?
Duh.
I know. Please do not block buyers. In all of my 17 years, I've blocked one buyer. The guy was harassing me or something. One buyer all these 17 years.
Sure.
And that was because of harassment, though.
This guy's harassing me, you know, whatever. But, I mean,
there is nobody standing at the door of Nordstrom's telling you, you ask a question. You ask a question last week. We're not letting you back in our store.
Okay, it's like the soup Nazi.
Exactly.
No soup for you.
Hey, no sales for you.
Let's talk about this. Now, other people, I hear them at the shows and stuff. I hear them complaining about getting questions about their items and stuff. And I'm thinking perhaps it's because I have a sales background. This is an opportunity.
No kidding.
I know. It's an opportunity. It only takes a few moments, even if it's on your phone.
Listen, some sales teams even call it, they say it's an op. They say, I've got an op today.
Oh,
he's
like
complaining
that.
About something. We have an op.
It's an op. I like that. Op.
Yeah, you have an opportunity.
That would be in New Hampshire.
Item.
Yeah.
You know, to sell your item to the person. So, to the buyer, you have an opportunity. They're interested. They took the time to ask a question. They want to make sure you're real, you know, and all this
stuff. Of course.
They're going to reply. Just replying is a big deal. But we must be impeccably polite. You know this. What happens? Okay, we talked. You talked about this in your little rant. It was a slight rant, but it was. But it was it
my
was,
little rant. What?
Say it, because it's not just the one guy. That guy tells his friends what happened, and their friends, and so on and so on. And that's what happens. But on the other side, if we are impeccably polite, the lady that was just on. Oh, well, it had a little thing in between where you pack your package and wrap it up like a little gift, and then put it in the box. That's a good experience, if we have time, I'd like to get the price. But it's a good experience, and then they tell their friends, and so on and so on. So it works on the positive side, too. We must be impeccably polite.
Okay, you have a little time. Deals. What about the price thing you wanted to bring
up? Okay, price. Here we go again. It's the same thing. I'm totally honest. My wife has the Prime account at the other place. I'm looking for something myself. I go on eBay, I'll find it, okay, well, I'll go over and look at the other place. Well, I will buy at the other place if the price is less. That's all there is to it. More than anything else, price is the greatest factor. You'll come up first on the list in search on eBay if you have the lowest price. It's not a secret. Most of us buy things pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
Please, give the best price. Do not be selfish with your price. Sell. Do not be afraid to sell.
I love this.
You know,
I don't have
Griff,
to do a rant.
Griff has led us.
Tim's doing it for me.
Exactly. Griff one day told us about, check the other people, not just the other sellers on eBay. You've got to check your product out.
Yes.
Put it into Google and see what comes up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my goodness.
You know, shop for your stuff like a buyer would shop. A lot of buyers don't just shop on one place. Go to Google Shopping and start it there. Go to the other marketplaces and see what.
Last thing.
Yeah.
What happened last week with this guy? Now, put yourself in the buyer's shoes and somebody blocked you. You can't do that. It's a direct violation of the golden rule, okay? How would you like somebody to do it to you?
You can
be blocked.
And you know, guys, I think this really goes back to people not understanding what an entrepreneur really is.
Yeah,
because it's not about you. It's about the customer. Please put them first, okay?
I love your rants.
When I heard this last week, I was like, oh, my gosh. And you know, when he brought this up, and it's a good thing that he brought it up.
Yeah.
We're talking about it now, and people listen to it. But it's real. Don't be selfish with your price. Don't try, get the highest you can, but sell your item. And then their friends will say, hey, I got this for only this much on eBay.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, when you're going to those other sites too, you should know that they do shipping really fast.
Oh, yes.
So you need to have your shipping really fast.
Exactly.
And that's you're running a business on eBay. You're not running an exclusive club where there's a bouncer.
No. Not. They're trying to help us. eBay wants us. They're not against us. They're for us. That's why eBay works. Everybody's happy.
So where do we go to sign the eBay Main Street's Fair Tax Policy Petition?
Oh, the email you got a couple weeks ago.
It's ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax. ebaymainstreet.com/sales-tax.
Thanks, Tim. It's always a pleasure.
It's so much fun.
I know. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Up next, down-home eBay advice. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Don't miss this year's eBay Open Seller Celebration. July 24th through the 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. You'll learn, network, meet eBay executives and employees, and party down with your eBay tribe. It's education, information, and inspiration you can't get anywhere else. Spaces are limited and going fast, so register now and book your hotel room at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at crazylister.com.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you.
Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.